St. Catherine of Siena, feast day, April 29th. Born in Siena, Catherine arrived, the youngest child of 25. She was born in 1347, living on earth as if she were in heaven. She felt a call to penance and prayer. As a child, she'd cut off her hair to fend off any suitor or beau, hoping to a convent she'd go. Catherine at 18 became a Dominican sister. She'd care for the sick, and God would assist her as she ministered to the imprisoned and poor, always for Christ, the one she adored. In his love, Catherine's soul was satiated. Praying alone, she levitated. In ecstasy, she'd rejoice at the sound of her beloved's voice. Espoused to her Lord, she'd wear his ring. Only seen by Catherine, it would bring the joy of the Lord, which gave her strength. To serve him, she'd go to any length. Jesus shared with Catherine his passion, giving his love in this fashion. Catherine understood and accepted, but the visible signs of his wounds she rejected. Schism caused popes to live in France. This Catholics accepted at first glance. But the church needed to be restored, so Catherine's help God implored. She begged the Pope in letters she'd write to correct a wrong and make it right. Move the church back to its home, not in France, but back to Rome. If you enjoyed this poem, you can find 41 others in Cloud of Witnesses by Johnny J. Scythe, available on Amazon.com and EWTN's Religious Catalog. May St. Catherine of Siena pray for you, and may our Lord bless you.